Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We've seen plenty of terrible gaming fates before, but it seems like it's made all the worse when it occurs at the end of the game. That way it just feels so much more final and enduring. It sure is one way to make sure that people end their game experience on a particularly low note. So let's take a look at some of them. I'm Amy from What Culture, and here are 8 video game ending fates worse than death. 8. Limbo, being stuck in a loop. When going through a hard time, it's often a comfort to know that it'll be over soon, that we'll reach the other side of the metaphorical hill. Your player character in Limbo sure does have to be put through the ringer, but unfortunately no such reassurance is of any use to him. Navigating through a hostile environment, looking out for the perpetual threat of the giant spider's return, your nameless character wants nothing more than to find his missing sister and get the hell out of Dodge. Should you manage to get to the end of the game though, you won't be met with a cathartic reunion of siblings, happy music playing in the background as the spider applauds your bravery with all of his spindly legs. No. Instead, it is strongly hinted that, for the character, the journey just starts all over again. You wind back up where you started, as is the concern when wandering through the woods. And before the game cuts to black, you're given a moment to realize what's happened. No happy endings are allowed here, only sadness and oversized arachnids. 7. Pokemon Red/Blue. Knowing you're always going to be subpar. It's not often appreciated just how crappy life was for Blue in the original Pokemon games. You, the player, rock up out of nowhere into his life, and from that moment onward, you cause him nothing but hassle. Reaching the end of the game, you realize the true plight of your opponent, that he has to spend the rest of his life knowing he's forever in the shadow of some weird kid his grandpa found in some big grass. He started out by making sure to pick a superior Pokemon to yours and tried to stay one step ahead throughout the rest of your interlinked journeys. However, at every step, he was foiled. I guess the final nail in the coffin is when his title of Pokemon League champion is snatched away from him at the game's finale, at which point his own grandpappy turns up not to console him, but to congratulate the player for beating him. That'll give you some sort of complex, alright? And though maybe it's not quite worse than death in a typical way, there are certainly people out there who would say they'd rather die than fail that badly. 6. Myst, being trapped in a book forever. Out of the 3 possible endings to Myst, 2 of them end with you getting stranded forever inside a book. Which book you end up stuck in, however, is up to you. In the end, you can choose to favor Atrus, the author of the books you've met along the way who's trapped inside the green one, or one of his sons, both of whom suspiciously tried to convince you at the beginning that Atrus was dead and to please not touch the green book for no related reason, just don't touch it. The better of the 2 possibilities occurs when you make a mistake, choosing to go to Atrus without a way to go back or to free yourself or him. It's a stupid move and it's a bad outcome to find yourself trapped forever, but at least you'd have the company of a very angry author. Should you mess up catastrophically badly though, you'll be imprisoned forever alone inside the prison book, having allowed one of the horrible sons of Atrus to be freed in your place. This is arguably the worst ending, in that not only will you have let one of the baddies walk free, but you've also condemned yourself to a lifetime of punishment. 5. Layers of Fear, the worst ending. There are a few different endings you can encounter in Layers of Fear, but if you ever achieved the worst ending, then you'll be all too aware that it fits nicely on this list. Having collected a sufficient quantity of your late wife's body parts, a wife who, notably, died by suicide after your player character tormented and mistreated her, you're able to complete your in-game masterpiece. Once the masterpiece is done, though, it brings the character no joy. In fact, the portrait begins to warp and distort, speaking to him and mocking his failings. As a response to these insults, your character grabs the portrait portrait and throws it into a spooky, dimly lit room. A room full of copies of the exact same painting. All the painted faces begin to laugh, and then suddenly the cycle starts all over again. It seems a grim fate indeed to end the game knowing the cycle of madness never ends, that the artist will continue to make the same mistakes and decisions that lead him back to the same ending in the same room with the same paintings, and the same unresolved guilt and hatred in his heart. 4. Inside. Being part of the blob. Surely it can't just be me for whom this was the very first thing I thought of when considering this title. In recent years, Inside has been talked about a hell of a lot thanks to its interesting visual style and its poignant messaging, but also because the ending is far from predictable. Whilst you might have got a sneaking suspicion early on that the game wasn't going to have the happiest of endings, nobody could blame you for failing to predict that it would end with your player character being absorbed into a giant ball of flesh and limbs. Sure, it's nice enough that the fleshy ball escapes its imprisonment, but the fact still remains that your player character has completely lost his agency, his body, and thus the rest of his life. In a world like ours, we're all sort of battling to keep our own individual identity and carve out our space in the world. Unfortunately for this little guy, that's never going to be an option. Life now seems to consist of blobbing around aimlessly for eternity. I mean, how long do amorphous body blobs live anyway? 3. The Witch's House. Being stuck in somebody else's dying body. Although the innocent victim of the witch, Viola, does actually die at the end of the witch's house, it's actually sort of a mercy. You'd have to be in a pretty bad situation to consider being shot by your own father a good thing, but luckily for Viola, she is in a terrible one. It's revealed towards the end of the game that the player character, who we've known as Viola all along, is actually Ellen, the witch, occupying Viola's body. Playing as the witch, you've been trying to escape the house as the true Viola tries to keep you in, wanting her body back, understandably. The witch's own body was mutilated and dying, slowly and painfully fading away. She stole Viola's body so she could live on happily, and at the end she manages to do so by integrating herself into Viola's family with them being none the wiser. Had Viola's father not shot her, bearing in mind that at this point we know the real Viola is the one occupying the witch's ill body, then she would have been left behind at the house to rot, knowing that somewhere the witch was just living her life. 2. I have no mouth, but I must scream, causing hundreds of other humans to be tortured. There are plenty of bleak ways to end this game, but one in particular definitely qualifies as the worst. Multiple roads end with you, the player character, being turned into a great soft jelly thing by the Allied Master Computer, otherwise known as AM. However, one ending has the worst outcome not just for you, but for literally everybody else. Far away from the player character are 750 humans hidden from Am's wrath living on Luna. Should the player fail to defeat Am properly, Am joins with the Chinese and the Soviet supercomputers and tortures all 750 previously hidden humans, as well as turning you into a jelly thing for good measure. There is another ending that sees the 750 humans killed, but that surely is more peaceful than an eternity of torture, and thus it makes the aforementioned ending a fate far worse than death. Screw up and I have no mouth but I must scream, and not only is your ending fate a nightmare, but you've ruined life for every other human being too. 1. Dead by Daylight. Always trying to escape. Dead by Daylight has an endlessly replayable format, but the truth behind each ending of each trial is secretly incredibly depressing. The plot dictates that each survivor exists in a constant state of being chased, never truly free from the entity's grasp. Every time they die, the entity controlling the whole thing keeps them suspended in a state before death so that they can just return again. Each time they survive a game, or don't, they're taken back to a campfire where they simply wait for the next trial to begin. They can even burn offerings to the entity at the bonfire, hoping in return to be granted certain allowances in the next hunt. The entity feeds on the hope the survivors have that they'll eventually escape, making this whole thing even sadder because we know they never will. It's definitely worse than your average stuck-in-a-loop ending because you don't even get the benefit of knowing what each game is going to be like. Each new trial reveals a whole new kind of fear, torment, and torture. Spending eternity being chased, injured, and murdered by a range of horrifying killers definitely sounds pretty bad to me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.